You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Chinese government has denied that a controversial draft law will block foreign websites. Research has found that web pages that contain a lot of third-party content load much slower than sites with less third-party content. And over a third of internet users in Scandinavia use ad blockers. The Chinese government has denied that a controversial draft law to do with domain names would block all foreign websites in the country. The proposed law says that Chinese websites must register their web addresses using Chinese domain registration services. If they do not, they risk being blocked in the country or being fined 30,000 won. This sparked concern from many international businesses targeting China who feared that their websites may be cut off for not having registered a .cn domain. In response, the Chinese government has announced that the proposed laws do not involve websites that are accessed overseas, do not affect users from accessing the related internet content, and do not affect the normal development of business for overseas companies in China. China has some of the strictest internet censorship laws in the world. Pornographic and other offensive content are banned, including the spreading of rumors. In 2014, China made it a criminal offense to broadcast any defamatory content online. A perpetrator can face up to 3 years imprisonment if the information has been viewed by 5,000 people or reposted 500 times. Research by NCC Group has found that web pages that contain a lot of third-party content load much slower than sites with less third-party content. It looked at the 50 biggest retail sites in the UK and compared how fast their homepages displayed. It found that the slowest websites had 7.5 times more third-party content than the fastest website. The slowest website contained 618 kilobytes of third-party content compared to 83 kilobytes on the fastest website. Third-party content is typically advertising, remarketing, or testing services. Website loading speeds are extremely important. A report from Nielsen found that 47% of people expect a website to load within 2 seconds, and 40% will leave a website if it does not load fully within 3 seconds. Over a third of internet users in Scandinavia use ad blockers, according to research by Audience Project. 39% of internet users in Sweden, 37% of internet users in Denmark, and 34% of users in Norway and Finland said they used an ad blocker in February. Ad blocking software stops adverts from appearing on web browsers. Users install them for a variety of reasons, for example, because they find adverts annoying or because they are worried about their data being collected. Younger people were more likely to use ad blockers than older people, with use being highest in internet users aged 15 to 25. When looking at the types of devices Scandinavians prefer to use ad blockers on, the study found that they were most commonly used on desktops and laptops, with 30% saying they used an ad blocker on such a device. This fell to 9% for tablets and just 8% for mobile phones. The fashion retailer H&M has launched e-commerce sites targeting 7 new European markets. The new sites are targeting Ireland, Luxembourg, Croatia, Slovenia, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. The sites have the same collections of clothing and accessories for men, women, and children as the physical stores, apart from Sweden, where home items will also be on sale on the site. H&M now has a digital presence in 61 countries across 6 continents, with e-commerce being enabled on 23 of those websites. It saw sales grow by a healthy 19% last year. And finally, the taxi hailing app Uber has launched in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria, meaning that it now operates in 400 cities worldwide. Uber now operates in 3 African countries, South Africa, Kenya, and Nigeria, and has announced plans to enter 3 more African countries by summer: Uganda, Ghana, and Tanzania. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.